Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now we move to the United States because Ron DeSantis, the hard right governor of Florida, has ended his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination and endorsed Donald Trump. In a nearly 5 minute long video posted on X yesterday evening, he explained his decision. Let's hear a bit of what he had to say.
I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
Well, his departure from the race comes 2 days ahead of the New Hampshire primary, where Nikki Haley will go up against Donald Trump. And from the very latest from there, I'm joined on the line by US correspondent with the Business Post, Marion McKeown. Marion, I watched Ron's video last night. I wasn't surprised he dropped out. I'm sure you weren't either, given his showing. But I was surprised that he, as the New York Times said, was bending the knee to Donald Trump, a man who had ridiculed him as if it were a blood sport.
You know, Claire, this is, and good morning from a snowy truck stop off the highway in somewhere in New Hampshire.
Lovely.
it's absolutely, the fun never stops here. We all had a chuckle about that because a week ago, Ron DeSantis put out a very angry, chippy little video saying, you know, you can be the most worthless Republican in the world, but if you kiss the ring of Donald Trump, he will say you're the greatest. And sure enough, a week later, that's exactly what he does. And Donald Trump says, yes, you know, welcome back. I was at an event with Matt Gaetz yesterday, who's here stumping for Trump. And it was all, welcome back to the fold, Ron. You've seen the light. Come to Jesus. And honestly, the fervor and the fanaticism of some of these Trump supporters, and I'm not just talking about people who turn up for his events, but, you know, his supporters in Washington, he had all of the South Carolina in a very clear bid to humiliate Nikki Haley. Donald Trump had Tim Scott, who was a senator that she appointed when she was governor. He had the current governor from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, all saying, don't vote for Nikki Haley. And Ron DeSantis, in a very chippy little departure from the field, also said more or less the same thing, that she's a corporate whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And but look, DeSantis, ironically, if you think he sounded bad there and like a malfunctioning robot, you should have seen him 6 months ago. He was actually improving. Well, clearly not enough.
Well, I heard some saying that it's possible that Donald Trump could sign him up to run with him as vice president. Do you think that's on the cards?
I think that would be impossible, because for several reasons, but mainly he brings nothing. Trump will bring the state of Florida himself. That's guaranteed. Ron DeSantis is so awkward and unlikable. And as I say, he has become slightly more human, but he's dreadful. He spent $150 million to get, what, 21% of the vote in Iowa, about 20,000 people. So if you work out what, you know, to get 20,000 votes cost of $150 million, he brings nothing to the table, no personality, no state. And as well, he and Trump together, that's a pair of angry men from Florida. You don't want that.
So New Hampshire tomorrow, you've Nikki Haley there running against him. Does Donald Trump have a very clear run now, or does she have a chance?
No, you know, I attended what was really, it was her birthday over the weekend. So she's going back to South Carolina with a lot of free maple syrup, because every stop along the way, she was given gifts of big crates of maple syrup from the local stores. She has, you know, she's done a lot of the retail politics that people like here. She's been to every cafe, diner, etc. Last night in Exeter, she was in a school gymnasium that was actually packed for the first time, and really kind of very lively. And Judge Judy came on and said, you've got to vote for her. And everybody loves Judge Judy, of course. But then Trump was across the way in Rochester. And you know, the enthusiasm for Trump still. For Nikki Haley to win New Hampshire, literally every independent would probably have to turn out. And people aren't that excited about Nikki Haley. It's still, you know, I have never covered a primary like this. And this is my fifth one, I think, where it's all over. It's all over before New Hampshire. It's kind of astonishing.
So that's how it feels. And that's how it is likely to be, that it is done, that he is going to be the Republican nominee. That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, even like 10 days ago, I was talking to some of Haley's staffers and they were saying, we're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win. And then it went to, well, we'll probably come within a point or two. And now it's, let's just do a strong showing. So it's almost, they're at the, let's fail better than we did in Iowa stage, you know. Mm. So, yeah. And Trump is, of course, just cock-a-hoop and triumphant. And he had a rally in Manchester on Saturday night in the big centre there. It wasn't full. This is one of the things that I think should be pointed out, that yes, Donald Trump is running away with this, but the level of enthusiasm is not as fanatical from what I'm seeing as it was in 2016 and 2020. The crowd that are still fanatic are even more so, but it's smaller. He's not packing them out. It might look like it on TV, but the events, yes, they're crowded, but it's not as I think there's a sense in America, thought, oh Christ, let's just get this over. It's going to be Trump and Biden. Let's just get it over. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I say, but with the knowledge that we've always known that Trump's base is non-transferable. But if you look at it, getting out 56,000 people in Iowa wasn't a big deal. And so he's winning, but the number at the turnout is low. And that to me is a sign of a lack of enthusiasm. We'll see what it's like here.
All right. Well, listen, Marion, we'll let you get into the truck stop. Maybe you'll have some coffee and I don't know what they like to eat there. English breakfast, pancakes, perhaps?
You'd be lucky.
Thanks so much.
A big donut.
Stay warm. Marion McKeown there joining us from New Hampshire. Coming up next, rediscovering the Queen of Soul. We're going to take a closer look at the back catalogue of Aretha Franklin.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.